It didn't mention it in this morning's gospel reading, but Jesus is speaking to a group of Galilean peasants, people with little political power, limited education, and definitely under the foot of the Roman occupation. The world considers them to be insignificant. Jesus looks at them and declares, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." These, I think, have to be two of the most profound identity statements in the whole Bible. Jesus does not say, "Try hard to become salt," or does not say, "If you work hard enough, you might become light." No, he tells them, he declares to them their identity based on their relationship with him and because they're children of God, that they are really these things. But with that identity comes a very critical responsibility. You gotta stay salty, and you gotta keep shining. In the ancient world, salt was not merely for flavor. It was a primary preservative. In our world, a world rapidly decaying under the weight of divisiveness and brokenness, a world of sin and injustice, Christians are called. We are called to be like salt, to become moral preservative. Our lives, governed by Jesus' teachings, are meant to stop the spread of rottenness in our culture. We do this, as Jesus says in today's gospel, through our good works. When we act with integrity, when we practice radical kindness in our neighborhoods and to the strangers we meet, and when we stand for justice, we are acting as salt, adding the flavor of the kingdom of heaven to a bland and decaying society. However, Jesus warns that salt can lose its taste. It can become corrupted by mixing with the dirt of the world. If we conform to the world instead of transforming it, we are like that salt that has lost its taste, no longer good for anything. In the same vein, Jesus says that we are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone put a lamp under a basket. Your faith is personal, but it is never meant to be private. It is meant to be visible. It is meant to be a beacon. It is a light in a dark place. So how do we live out this gospel lesson this morning? Well, first, by realizing who we are. Our identity is in Christ, and in Christ we are already salty and bright. Next, let your good works be seen. Do not hide your faith. Let your actions bring glory to God by showing the world a glimpse of what the kingdom of heaven is like, by bringing good news to the poor, by proclaiming freedom for the prisoners, recovering sight for the blind, and setting the oppressed free. And that's just for starters. The world is dark, and it is decaying. But as Christians, we have been placed here as a preserving, illuminating force. So don't let your salt lose its flavor, and don't let your light be hidden. Let us be the salty, bright people God intended us to be. Amen.